and was headed back toward home. And this plane on our left wing got a direct hit. That thing turned into a ball of fire. I was in the co-pilot seat that day, by the way. Our co-pilot was sick. He called up, said, pilot called me to come up front and sit in the co-pilot seat. The co-pilot's sick. He's got to come back in the airplane. He had to leave his position. I had to leave my church because we weren't getting shot at. And we was flying pretty low. We was under 10,000 feet. And this airplane got direct hit. And I understand later that it was I think it was on their fourth mission. New guys. When we'd done been on a gang of them. I felt the heat on the left side of my face because it was our left wingman. He kind of come up and kind of launched forward a little bit, even with us, and was dropping his right wing. He had to raise up and let him go under. And it went under. And that airplane, six men, it wasn't nothing but that airplane and the wingtip sticking out, a ball of fire. And he never recovered nothing. No parachute, plumb on to the ground. Big explosion. I know, and I didn't know who the guys were, because I didn't know their names or anything, because I understand no later that they was on their fourth mission. But that's the closest thing we come to really, it could have been us just as well, just a few feet further.